The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1961, the first amateur radio relay satellite was launched by NASA, Oscar 1. Staying in orbit for not quite 2 months, the battery-powered civilian satellite was the first time that the government-run space agency had launched a payload developed and constructed by civilians. And in 2012, North Korea launched its first satellite. Born on this day in 1927, Intel co-founder Robert Noyce. Actor Bill Nighy was born in 1949.
Who are you? What? No, my name is not important. You must come with me.
Get away.
Terrible events are afoot. You must come or you'll be late.
Late what for?
What? No. What's your name, Earthman?
Well, Dent. Arthur Dent.
Well, late, as in the late Dent Arthur Dent. It's a sort of threat. Do you see?
No.
Your friends are safe. You can trust me.
Well, trust a man who won't tell me his name.
Okay. My name is Slaty Bartfast. I said it wasn't important.
Apollo astronaut Stu Roosa died on this day in 1994. On this day in 1954, the TV anthology series Stage 7 presented a production of the first television script written by one Wesley Eugene Roddenberry. It was a science fiction story starring, of all people, a young Ricardo Montalban. In 1988, Star Trek The Next Generation fans must have been wondering if the long wait for the second season was worth it, as Joe Piscopo showed up in the holodeck in the outrageous Okana.
Hey, and thank you for bringing me here. What's up?
Mr. Comic, I wish to know what is funny.
It's funny, I don't know. It's a matter of opinion, I guess. Tip O'Neill in a dress. Some people say words that end with a K are funny. A briefcase that looks like a fish. Personally, I find that hysterical.
Accessing. 20th century male, politician, overweight, wearing female clothing, carrying a valise that looks like a fish. So, the juxtaposition of gender and an amphibian briefcase is funny.
Well, I think whatever makes you laugh is funny.
In 1989, the crew of Red Dwarf found a novel way to travel through time and promptly put it to good use.
I just developed the film as normal, and for some reason they've come to life.
It's the developing fluid. It must have mutated.
At first, I thought it was just my roll of film, but it seems to work on any negative. There are some others here I've developed as slides.
Go for it.
Lights. That's Nuremberg.
That's Adolf Hitler. He was leader of the runners-up in World War II.
I covered the photograph in one of your magazines.
Which magazine?
Yeah, Fascist Dictator Monthly. He was Mr. October.
What's he doing now? He's scuffling with Adolf Hitler. You can't just stick one on the leader of the Third Reich.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, the logbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.